I would obviously recommend going to a local slimming class, something like Scottish Slimmers, who I work for. Make a shopping list, have a think about what you want to eat. Make sure you're having plenty of vegetables, plenty of fruit, drink lots of water, and just plan your meals. That will save you a packet as well, because you're not just buying impulse buying and eating what you want. You're actually planning your meals, so you'll spend less. Well, a lot of people take years and years to gain a couple of stones, so you have to be really realistic with how much you're going to lose. I would say aim to lose 7 pounds a month. That's a safe way to do it, and just by changing your diet and cutting out on alcohol, cakes, biscuits, crisps, that sort of thing. If you cut back on these things, and you follow a healthy eating plan, so you've got to look at everything that you're doing, and that's why I think sometimes the support of a slimming class just gives you that little bit of an advantage over somebody who's doing it at home on their own. A lot of people probably do it for 3, 4 days, and then it kind of goes out of the window. Whereas if you've got the motivation to go along to a class, you've got a class manager there who'll give you that support, and you'll have other people around you. Even it's quite a nice idea to go with family as well, because they're in the same boat as you, and when you're going around for meals, that sort of thing, you've got somebody there to give you that extra support. The way I would do it is get your favourite picture when you looked at your absolute best. Everybody's got a picture of when they were great. It might have been when you were 10 years old, but stick that on the fridge to remind you of how you're going to look again, rather than putting a worst case scenario picture up on your fridge. That would maybe put you off. So I would get a nice picture of you looking happy, looking slim, and make that your target. And be realistic about your targets. Set yourself maybe 7 pounds to lose by the end of January. And if you do that, treat yourself, not in a food way, but go and get your hair done, get your makeup done. Just have a makeover of some sort, but don't give it a fish supper for losing all your weight. No worries.